T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Conservative.
What I don't like about Washington is they're very nice to your face, and then they take a shiv or a machete and they stab it in your back. I'm a Wall Street guy, and I'm more of a front-stabbing person, and I'd rather tell people directly how I feel about them.
Nobody talk about politics, like, don't say anything, you know.
A marriage that's been through it all.
She has filed for divorce over his naked political ambition.
These are the views of a couple in love. A couple with children. A couple with differing opinions and perspectives. A couple that survived.
He's kind of like an impetuous guy. In many ways, that's great. In some ways, it's tough when you're married.
What leads them back to each other? Communication, conversation, and a realistic outlook on the world we live in. Your hosts, Anthony and Deirdre Scaramucci. This is Mooch and the Missus.
Good morning. Maybe I should turn my mic on, right? Welcome back to Mooch and the Missus. We're on the midterm election hangover. Coffee and what else?
Toothpicks in our eyes. What do you think, girl?
I knew what was going to happen.
So what was going to happen and what happened and what do you think about it?
I mean, everybody knew what was going to happen. It was, you know, kind of obvious.
That they were going to lose the House?
Yeah.
Did you think it was going to be a bigger margin?
No, I actually thought it was going to be kind of tight, but I, like they said, it wasn't a blue wave, it was a blue ripple.
So is that good for the president?
No. He's probably bumming right now.
Okay, so why is that not good for the president?
But you know what? That's what the government's supposed to be about, checks and balances. So, but unfortunately, the way our system is set up now with the no term limits and the career politicians, it'll probably just lead to more stagnancy. So, I mean, it's a good thing, I guess, because it's supposedly, quote unquote, more balanced. But I don't know if that's really what will happen.
I thought
I think
this
it's going to be more bureaucracy.
I thought this was the Forrest Gump election day, where the election results are a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, but when you open it up, there's something in there for everybody.
Oh, I thought you were alluding to the candidates.
No, I mean the. Some
of them.
But. What I mean is that the Democrats are going to declare victory, but they're wincing a little bit. They got crushed in the Senate. They lost a very critical state race in the governorship of Florida because it's set up now for 2020. Ron DeSantis, a close acolyte of President Trump, is now in position to help President Trump in 2020.
I read something this morning. It said the most costly Hamilton ticket ever known to man, because supposedly the Eric Gillum race was tainted by his, I guess he somehow managed to go see Hamilton on someone else's dime or something like that.
Correct.
I don't know. So
correct.
Hamilton's always been expensive, but that's a big
expense.
Well,
I mean, they accused him of corruption because of that, and right. So obviously that was a mistake that he made, but He bested DeSantis in the debate, but at the end of the day, one thing about Florida, they want to keep that income tax at a zero. And Gillum, it was pretty clear that they were going to introduce probably some kind of state income tax, which would kill the economic growth and economic opportunity in that state. So I think that's the main reason why he lost.
Did you see that tax that they're imposing in San Francisco for the homeless?
So what's the tax? No,
so basically, they're going to tax the larger businesses over there and, you know, drum up some revenue to get some of these people off the street and open some shelters and stuff. But Salesforce, Mark Benioff, was like big into it.
Well, listen,
I guess he's sick of seeing the people, hanging out.
My feeling about San Francisco is that 25 years ago or I went to San Francisco when I was at Goldman Sachs. I thought it was literally one of the most beautiful cities in North America. Left-leaning policies have destroyed San Francisco.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, you've got tent cities. You've got total craziness there now. And so I don't understand how these people can justify these policies and say that they're working If you look at 60 inner cities that are controlled by Democrats over 60 years, and each of these cities have been literally hollowed out and destroyed.
It's like the Rome.
Educational systems are a disaster, homeless, drug proliferation. What are you guys doing?
Well,
and
it's all
how
tied
do you
in.
How do you think that these policies work? But I want to go back to the election.
Yep.
The media is admitting that there's no blue wave. The exit polls in the Senate race show that the Republicans were mobilized because of Justice Kavanaugh. And so what do you think this means for the president?
I don't know. I've been thinking about it a lot. I don't really know. What do you think it means for the president?
I would say three things. Number one,
I think he's going to face some opposition. I think the House is going to come in swinging. I think Nancy Pelosi is like going to be on her high horse, marching into the, she's got an agenda.
Yeah,
I feel
so
like
she's going to the investigatory subpoena powers
it's
are now in the hands of the
time,
Democrats, and so they're going to start putting black tape
money.
All over the executive branch.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a couple of foils though: Maxine Waters, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the president uses them as punching bags going into 2020, and he's basically going to use them as career politicians and decry that they're hacks and go after them very hard. I was on a post-election television show this morning, and one of the pundits said, oh, no, but Nancy Pelosi may not be the speaker. It may be this person or that person. I said,
the heck is that person
I'm like,
talking
dude,
about?
I said,
even
dude,
I know that.
Dude, let me tell you something. Okay, I have an 11-day PhD in Washington chicanery, okay? She's going to carve those people up. She's sharpening her Ginsu knives right now, okay? She will 100% be the speaker of the House. The president is tweeting about her. Saying, oh, man, she deserves to be speaker. You know, there's a sarcastic tinge there. And he's setting this up for her to be the foil and his main adversary.
I wanted to say that, I mean, all in all, it's kind of an interesting thing, though, because a lot of women won, a lot of minorities won. The first ever openly gay governor in Colorado. So that's interesting. I mean, it's just more of a diverse set of people who are coming into the fold. Exactly. That's my favorite Beyonce song, as Anthony knows. What? What's wrong?
I'm laughing at you because you love Beyonce, and
he's like he was very thrown off by the pop music.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. You guys threw me off by the pop music. I was ready to say something.
He's allergic to anything.
Now they're throwing out my sneezes, everything like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what I said.
Oh, my God. By the way, he deserved a spanking for that. And just as a side, for some comedic relief. That's actually not that funny, but I was reading this article about spanking. And I was thinking of you.
You're just thinking of me? Because why? You want to give me a spanking or you want a spanking?
Well, you just... No, you deserve a spanking.
I deserve a spanking for what reason?
For some of your acts in 2017, but we won't even go there. But
no, it's okay.
Let's talk about spanking.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to point out that the introduction of the show, she didn't file for a divorce as a result of my political ambition, okay?
Yeah,
I did a lot of numbskull things. I put my ego,
You got to come up with new sound bites.
I made a tremendous amount of mistakes, so I'm grateful to my wife that she stayed with me.
Nobody wants to hear this.
All right, but I just thought I'd throw that out there. Okay
so I just I want to talk about the spanking thing.
You want it? I can tell you want a spanking. I'm going to give you a spanking after the show. I'm going to give it to you. Okay?
Oh my God.
Those cheeks are going to be nice and red, okay?
Oh my God.
100%.
Oh my God. People have tuned out.
I'm looking here in the podcast studio to see what I can hit you with.
Oh
okay,
my God.
Go ahead.
Well, there's a panel that fell off by my feet over here. You can come pick that up. Listen.
This podcast studio is from 1931.
Turn off the lights.
There are no lights. We've got candles. This studio's so old, we have candles in here. There's no lights in here.
Okay, listen, I just wanted to talk to you about this quickly because we do have kids, and I just found it so interesting. I was reading this stuff about spanking and discipline and stuff. So you got spanked as a child, right?
Spanked. I got hit with a belt. What are you talking about, spanked?
Do you think it helped you or hurt you or what?
I think it both. I think I lived in constant fear and constant anxiety. The New York Post reported that I bedwet until I was 11. That could have been part of it. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I mean, it was a nut house.
So, but would you ever have the, remember the, so Anthony has a daughter who's now, you know, basically an adult, and she still talks about this time that he plucked her on the head or what did you do? Like, just tap her on the head over something?
I have
never. And she still brings it up that you hit her.
I have never, ever hit my kids, okay? And people can say whatever they want about me. I have never, ever, never, ever hit my kids. However, trying to pack the room leaving Disney World after a spectacular 7-day vacation filled with junk food and ridiculous items that we didn't need to buy and endless amounts of rides, she wasn't getting ready. So I reached over and tapped her on the back of the head and said, "Hey, let's go." "Oh my God, Dad, you hit me. I can't believe you hit me." I'm telling my teachers in school. I'm telling them. They told me I'm not allowed to be hit.
And she still talks about it. It's like
20
years
ago. Are you crazy? So it's literally 19 years later, and she'll say, "Yes, my dad hit me once. Yeah, he smacked me on the side of the head."
I mean, all right, well, speaking of a spanking,
we're in a helicopter society now. You can't hit anybody.
Oh, sorry.
You can't hit anybody, and I don't recommend you hit anybody because I think it creates too much anxiety in kids.
It does. It's just like, imagine you had poor performance at work and like your boss was hitting you with a ruler.
No, but I
doesn't work.
I could tell that my wife wants a spanking after this podcast, and so I'll be reporting back next week on how that went for me.
It's so not okay to be talking like that, but anywho.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm talking about spanking. So what do you think about the Kavanaugh effect?
I think it helped the Republican.
I think there's a few spankings in his day.
I think there's a little bit of blowback. You know what I mean? I know that his family's talking about branding a new beer called "I Like Beer," and
yeah,
they're going
right.
to put it on the shelf. But I think it's a little bit of a blowback, and I think that they have forever tainted him, the same way Clarence Thomas for a generation has been tainted by the Anita Hill inquisitions. The guy's forever tainted. And so it'll be interesting to see who's up next. The president will likely have at least one more Supreme Court nominee.
Yeah, but it's going to be different now, right?
Maybe. But, you know, the good news for the president, he's picked up a couple of more seats in the Senate,
right.
So he's got a lot more leg room there in the Senate. Remember, the Senate also ratifies treaties. So the North Korean situation could be popping up before the end of the term. Additionally, the Senate also ratifies these trade deals. And so the president did well in the Senate, and that relates not only to the Supreme Court, but also the judicial appointments below the Supreme Court. So those are all positives for the president. What he's got to face now, though, is the music of these stupid inquisitions and the things that people like to do in Washington. But I want you to respond to something that our mutual friend, although he's on the other side of me, he's on the same side as you, Michael Avenatti, said in a tweet. "The results confirm what I've been advocating. Those Dems that preach puppies and daisies mm-hmm. are losing, and the fighters are winning. There's only one path to success in 2020, and it's not turning the other cheek. When they go low, we hit harder. Fire with fire, hashtag buckle up. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think he's right. I don't think you can get anywhere anymore because Trump brought it to a whole new level. Like we were saying last night, anyone who's a president after Trump, they have to use social media. They're going to have to use Instagram. They're going to have to use Twitter. You can't reverse course on that because he's set this precedent that now it's like a must. And so he's also set this precedent where now you have to talk and act like an absolute crazy person for anyone to pay attention to you. So people have to match his craziness and match his, how you like to refer to it, his bellicosity. Otherwise, you're not going to get anywhere. So even if you have a soft, human-driven agenda, you can't speak that way because you won't get anywhere.
Let me play devil's advocate, take you back to 2016. He slayed 17 Republican candidates, one Democratic candidate, and every time somebody went into the mud with him, they got destroyed.
Because it's all ad hominem attacks, and he's good at that. He likes to attack people personally. So he wins doing that for some reason. He's basically like an overgrown bully.
Is that the right approach? So look at what he did to Senator Warren. He called her Pocahontas 200 times. She rushes out to get a DNA test. She's 1/1024th Pocahontas or Cherokee.
No, we don't even have to
they disavow
go into the details.
So, is that the right strategy?
It's not the Well, for him, it's working, but I personally think that he's dividing the country. I think he's making people more bitter, more jaded, and I don't think he's doing a great job unifying the country. And I think he's just going to go off the rails right now because we had an interesting dinner last night. We were meeting with someone, and he's actually Canadian, but he has dual citizenship. And he said, if there was one thing I could change in the Constitution myself, it would be the term limit for the presidency. I would make it 6 years because that would be it. That's all you can have. And if you can't get anything done in 6 years, you don't even deserve to be the president again. But also it would take the pressure off and the focus off of midterm campaigning, because then you take your eye off the bird and you're not even really focusing on the right things. You're focusing on your campaign.
It's an interesting idea. I like it.
He's going to just ramp up his insanity now. It's the 2020 elections on his mind.
Let me chime in for Deirdre.
We're never going to be able to unite, let me just tell you, because he's just going to go off right now.
So let me chime in for Deirdre Scaramucci fans, a.k.a. liberals, my wife says, I'm not a liberal, I'm normal. So let me chime
in. I worked on Wall Street. Okay, this is what I have to clarify about myself. Okay, I've always believed in a free market. I believe in people going out and hustling and making their own money. I don't think we need to be sharing I don't believe in socialism. I don't believe in that stuff. I believe that everybody needs to work and get their stuff done. But I just don't agree with the policies about, you know, human rights and women's rights and gay marriage. I can't get with
environment.
That.
You're pro environment.
I can't get with that stuff. Somebody needs to come out and have both of those things on their agenda.
Okay, it's fair enough. But what I want to share with the normal people that are listening to the podcast, the point of my book was that in addition to those issues, gay rights, marriage equality, woman's right to choose, the environment, the Democrats would be serving themselves so much better and making it a fairer fight with President Trump if they re-embrace the blue-collar families and the middle class that they left.
So much so.
They left.
So much so.
They allowed him to come in and exploit the vacuum of their lack of advocacy for those people while they were focused on those other issues.
Right.
So that was the point of my book. If they don't do that, and I think Michael Avenatti here, I agree with some of the stuff that he's saying, but I disagree as well. I want to segue to another quick thing related to SNL.
Mm-hmm.
SNL's making fun of one of our veterans who lost his eye. I think it was Ariana Grande's former fiance, Peter, was calling. He looked
That's
like
how he's a, known now, like the missus. Like the guy is a comedian. He's on SNL. He's not Ariana Grande's ex.
All right, but
he's
you know,
his own
he,
person.
He called the veteran a porn star villain. I was on Page Six TV. I was co-hosting. I said it's okay with me. I think if you're a public figure, There will be some tasteless jokes that are thrown out by comedians once in a while. You got to pitch and roll. Mm-hmm. They've hit me super hard, and I take it. Your reaction to that is what?
The joke wasn't that bad, but then what he said afterward was not okay. He's like, I think he's like been in wars or whatever. He sounded like a bozo.
Cool. Dan Crenshaw.
Yeah, here it is.
Oh, come on, man.
Yo, hold on. You may be surprised to hear he's a congressional candidate from Texas and not a hitman in a porno movie.
It could have left it there. It'd been funny.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
like I know he lost his eye in war. That wasn't the greatest way to follow
it up. It's a little tasteless, but I do
think... Missed the mark on the joke.
I do think that you're in the public eye, you put yourself out there, have a thick skin, and I wish they would be more equal opportunity in terms of hitting liberal politicians as hard as they're hitting the right-leaning politicians.
Life would be just so much more interesting if everything was more balanced, you know what I mean?
More balanced, exactly.
Like, that show is getting predictable because all they want to do is hate on Republicans. That was Anthony's bizarre cough that sort of resembles his bizarre sneeze.
Oh my God.
So we have a few listener tweets. Clarence Swirly, who's a big Twitter follower of ours, tweeted about baby Mooch voted red for show. That's very funny.
Well, that's because he was loaded with red tomato sauce over the weekend. Okay, it was like burning his
cheeks. But he was wearing a blue shirt. So,
but my wife, this is something I need to tell everybody. Okay, if you're out there, you're a guy out there, you're married, and you're trying to get your team, your little sons and so forth, onto your side, you got to spend a lot of time with them, man. Let me tell you something. Okay, she's got my sons hating the Trumpster. She's she's got my sons ripping up pictures of the Trumpster in the New York Post. Cheering them on, giving them thumbs up.
We were in a diner waiting to have lunch yesterday.
Had to pay for 4 newspapers yesterday because he was destroying newspapers
and
with the Trumpster's face on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And he sees him on the front page of the Post or something, and he shredded the thing into smithereens. And we're like, Nicholas, that's a newspaper out there for people to buy. You can't rip it up.
Yeah. So I'm just letting you know, if you want your kids to be red, if you're a red meat eater like me and a red state person, spend time.
You have to marry a red then.
Or spend time with your children, okay?
Because let me tell you something. Marry a poodle.
Yeah, if you marry a poodle, you make a poodle. But if you marry blue, they're going blue, okay? I'm just letting you know that, okay? Pay attention out there, fellas.
So, let's see, who else? Someone asked us who we voted for. We obviously, you know, Anthony went straight red.
I didn't actually. Okay, Molinaro was going to be mad at me, but I actually voted for Andrew because I know him a long time. He's a personal friend, him and Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
And so I voted for Andrew, but then I went red after that.
Oh, so you won blue ski?
Yeah, one blue ski, yeah.
All right.
One blue ski.
Yeah,
but look, hopefully Andrew can help fix some of the infrastructure problems over the next 4 years. I will say
that'd
this.
That'd be great, because it took me 3 hours to get
into
Manhattan.
And he'll be mad at me for saying this. Congratulations on your victory, Governor Cuomo, but don't run for a fourth term, because we don't need an aristocracy here. We need to mobilize
and
recirculate the elite and all this sort of stuff, and so that you can... Problem is, when you have one party sitting on top for so long, you get a lot of corruption. One of the things I hated in the ballot... was in the middle of the ballot, there were no Republicans on the judgeships or anything like that. We're becoming a one-party state. Very, very dangerous people.
Yeah.
Very dangerous.
That's why you need to marry a blue.
Oh, my
God. Keeps your life more
interesting. She's got blue eyes and a blue heart, but I do love her.
I have a blue heart.
Well, no, blue, like, you know, you're liberal.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't mean blue. I mean, you know, you have a red, beautiful, beating heart and a purple, loving heart, but I mean, you have a blue political heart.
Okay, that's true. Well, all right, next week will be even more interesting. Let's see what goes down in the next few days.
Amen.
But check us out online. Social media.
At Scaramucci, at Mooch and the Misses, at Deirdre Scaramucci 2.
Yes. Even my Twitter handle's weird.
She's verified now with a blue check mark from those blue people at Twitter.
Yes.
That shadow ban my butt. It's no problem.
See you guys next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.